W252DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Facing arson felony charges at a court hearing today for allegedly sending a flaming car down an embankment, igniting what's now California's largest current wildfire. Ronnie Stout from the local area, Chico. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey.
The indication is he didn't purposely light the car on fire because he was trying to get out of being stuck.
The dude is stumping for Kamala Harris. Jeff Bridges reviving his iconic role from the 1998 movie The Big Lebowski.
A woman president, man. How exciting.
Bridges and a white dudes for Harris virtual call with fellow actors Mark Ruffalo, Mark Hamill, Bradley Whitford. He strongly supports her, but will not be Kamala Harris's running mate. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says that. Former President Trump will sit for a victim interview with the FBI in the investigation into the shooting at his recent Butler, Pennsylvania rally. This is ABC News. A teen's in custody after a stabbing rampage at a children's dance party in England left two dead and several others injured. ABC's Ian Pannell in London.
The group was enjoying their first day of the summer holidays, finishing up a Taylor Swift-themed dance workshop at a yoga studio.
And the offender, armed with a knife, walked into the premises and started to attack.
Authorities say a 17-year-old boy who lived nearby is under arrest, charged with murder and attempted murder. For now, no motive and terrorism ruled out.
Greece issuing new nationwide restrictions on the country's livestock, including a ban on commercial goat and sheep slaughter, as they seek to control a goat plague outbreak. While the virus has no impact on human health, officials fear it could have a devastating effect on the country's livestock industry. The Senate will vote tomorrow to try to pass the Kids Online Safety Act and the Children and Teens Online Privacy Protection Act. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear two abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient. But knowing that it was going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that, and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, some pop-up storms tomorrow into tomorrow night. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, upper 80s Wednesday, storms in the late afternoon and evening. It's 71 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And happy Monday. Welcome to our program as I try to log back into my computer here. Pothole economy. We got a lot to talk about today. Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the entire second hour of the program, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. In the first hour here, I want to get into pothole economics, the disastrous saboteurs of our future. Biden is all in on reforming the Supreme Court. Great op-ed that he published in the Washington Post this morning. And a crazy alert. Was the opening of the Olympics inspired by Satan or Greek mythology? Strange stuff. As I mentioned, the second hour will be Congressman Ro Khanna. The third hour, Project 2025. And the threat already in play. We'll get to all of that as we continue through the program. But I wanted to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Pothole Economics, the Disastrous Saboteurs of Our Future. And what I'm doing in this article is drawing a parallel, an analogy, or a parallel, really, between badly run HOAs and Republican policy for the United States. Louise and I have lived in five communities in the last 30 years that had homeowners associations, or the equivalent. One of them was a marina. And, in fact, two of them were marinas, one floating homes, one boats. And three of those five were really well-run, including the one we live in right now. They save up money in anticipation of future repairs that are needed, right? So. They're setting aside money today for those future repairs, so when those future repairs come due, it's not a shock to the system. But two of the HOAs that we lived in were run by people who described themselves as low-tax conservatives. And by tax, they were talking about the monthly HOA fee. And, one of those HOAs, when we figured out what was going on, they had basically no reserves because the houses had been built, 30 years before. And during that entire time, none of the boards, the HOA boards, had been willing to raise the taxes, essentially, to raise the fees. And so, as the roofs were deteriorating and the sides of the houses were rotting out and they needed painting and all these, things that were happening, nobody was fixing it. I mean, these were common areas, right? And nobody was fixing them because there was no money and they didn't raise the taxes, as it were, to pay for it. Until finally it reached a point where you had several houses that had leaky roofs and, the dry rot was getting so bad people couldn't sell their houses. And so then what did the HOA do? They went out and they borrowed $1 million from the bank to do the repairs that should have been paid for with money that should have been set aside over the previous 30 years. And so now, so basically what had been happening is for those 30 years, from the time the houses were built until the time we bought one of them, the HOA board had been basically, and all the people who lived in the HOA had been borrowing against the, borrowing from the future. They had been living off future revenues. And, you know, when we came in, we were part of the generation that got stuck with the bill. And so they started hitting us with $3,000, assessments. They called them, you know, emergency assessments. There was one for $9,000. And then when it became evident that the roofs were going to have to be repaired, it was like, okay, there's going to be a $20,000 assessment coming. Well, you know, we sold the place. We got out of there. And we're not unique in this. 10% of all Americans who live in an HOA cite the HOA as the main reason for moving. Only 47% of HOA residents think their HOA has made their community better, and only 64% believe that their HOA is actually managing their money well. So this model, this HOA model of living off the future, basically, by not maintaining the present, by not fixing things, by not repairing things. This is how Republicans have been running the country since 1981. This was Reagan's great invention. This is the essence of Reaganomics. Cut taxes, cut back on spending for education, our intellectual infrastructure, schools, our intellectual infrastructure, roads, our transportation infrastructure, rail lines and airports, our transportation infrastructure, our, you know, the water lines. Many cities still have lead pipes, our water infrastructure. I mean, right across the board, just don't maintain things. And what's happened over the past 43 years since Ronald Reagan started this thing? Well, up until 2 years ago when Joe Biden got the Build Back Better thing passed, I mean, now we're putting America back to work, right? We've got some 37,000, I believe it is, projects that are going on right now all across the United States. You know, 35,000 projects. But what Reagan did is his policies oversaw a $51 trillion transfer of wealth from the homes, the pockets, and the savings accounts and retirement accounts of average working people into the money bins of the top 1%. By this process, by living off the future. And now the bill is coming due. Thank you. And this is just, I mean, this is just nuts. That Republicans have been running the same scam. And if you've ever, you know, if you've ever lived in a community that had an HOA, I guarantee you it was one of two kinds of HOAs. It was either a well-run HOA where they've got a couple $100,000 sitting in reserves, and they have throughout the entire history of the HOA, and they're ready for when the roofs go or when the place needs painting or when the water, you know, the irrigation system for the lawns and things falls apart or the garage breaks or whatever. They're ready for it. You're either in a well-run HOA, just the same way that Democrats historically have run the country, maintain things as you go, and tax wealthy people to pay for it. Or you live in a poorly run HOA, a scam HOA, a Ponzi scheme, type of HOA. And in that kind of an HOA, you know, there are no reserves. And when, you know, they just, you know, when maintenance gets really bad, you know, it's then they hit everybody with an assessment. And this is a sign that the people who ran the HOA for the previous 30 years were these so-called low-tax conservatives. Let's keep the HOA fees down. Everybody will like us for that. Right. Except future generations. But they don't care because they'll be dead by then and they'll have moved on to another place to live. So anyhow, this is, and you know, and of course Republicans are asking us to go along with more of this. You know, this is Donald Trump's strategy as well. He wants another tax break for billionaires. When is America going to wake up? I think, you know, my goal in writing this thing about HOAs, I mean, first of all, you know, Louise and I have had this experience. We've, like I said, we've lived in five of them. And you know, one of our kids lives in one right now that's like really in a crisis because they never saved the money over the years. And they're talking about big assessments and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, I see this, and I think probably most Americans have seen this or something like it, or they know somebody who lives in one of these kind of places. And so by talking about the HOAs, I was hoping that I could just make it completely understandable what essentially Reaganomics is. And that's it. That's what Reaganomics is. It's, you know, it's why, you know, more than half the bridges in America are considered unsafe. It's why you've got roads with potholes in them. It's why there are still cities that have lead pipes in their water supplies. It's why the electric grid keeps failing in Texas. You know, it's just the GOP way of doing things. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month. But by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid this stuff. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, these wild-caught codskin treats that dogs just go nuts over. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
And a nice little town, always in charge, but things started breaking down. Promised low fees, said they keep us all safe, but the truth came out, it was a big mistake. Reagan started it back in 81, cut the top tax rate, thought the job was done. Ignored our schools, our roads, our streets, now we're stuck with the crumbling concrete. Year after year, they play the same game, postpone repairs, now we're paying the price. Special assessments, they drove us insane. Got to tell the story, gotta make it right.
Pothole economics, it's a dirty scheme. Welcome back. Joe Biden has published a piece in today's Washington Post. I will share a few sentences from it with you. He opens it by saying, "This nation was founded on a simple yet profound principle. No one is above the law. Not the President of the United States, not a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, no one." He goes on to say, on top of the dangerous and extreme decisions that overturned settled legal precedents, including Roe v. Wade, this court is mired in a crisis of ethics. Scandals involving several justices have caused the public to question the court's fairness and independence, which are essential to faithfully carrying out its mission of equal justice under the law. For example, undisclosed gifts to justices from individuals with interests in cases before the court, as well as conflicts of interest connected with the January 6th insurrectionists, raise legitimate questions about this court's impartiality. What is happening now, President Biden writes, is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decisions, including those impacting personal freedoms. We now stand in a breach. That's why, he writes, in the face of increasing threats to America's democratic institutions, I am calling for three bold reforms to restore trust and accountability to the court and our democracy. His first one is he wants this new constitutional amendment called the No One is Above the Law Amendment that says explicitly that even presidents can be arrested for crimes they commit while they're in office. Number one, nobody is above the law. Number two, he wants term limits for presidents. He said for Supreme Court justices, he says we've had term limits for presidents for nearly 75 years. We should have the same for Supreme Court justices. He said, I support a system in which the president would appoint a justice every 2 years to spend 18 years in active service on the Supreme Court. And then third, he's calling for a binding code of conduct for the court. He said justices should be required to disclose gifts, refrain from public political activity, and recuse themselves from cases in which they or their spouses have financial or other conflicts of interest. Every other federal judge, he notes, is bound by an enforceable code of conduct, and there is no reason for the Supreme Court to be exempt. God bless you, Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the Olympics started this weekend. Did you see the opening parts? It turns out that they had this, conservatives and Republicans are going crazy, going, oh my God, it's the Last Supper. And it was this, you know, what would you call it, performance, I guess. And what it was actually, the Olympics are Greek, right? The Greeks started the Olympics 3,000 years ago. And what it was a pantheon of the Greek gods and, you know, who they are and what they're up to and all that kind of stuff. Aukey Hoekstra, AukeHoekstra on Twitter, has a great, you know, it was a painting by a Dutch painting of the Olympic gods, and that this is based on. The Tableau Vivant is called The Feast of the Gods by Jan van Bilger from 1635. And, you know, it's a long table, and the gods are having their feast, and the heathen gods, there's the sun god Apollo, there's Bacchus by the grapes, Dionysius, there's Neptune or Poseidon by his trident, there's Diana, Artemis by the moon, there's Venus, Aphrodite by Cupid. You can also see Minerva, the goddess of wisdom, Mars, the god of war, next to Venus, the goddess of love. And Republicans and Christians looked at this and said, oh my God, it looks just like the Last Supper, because it's a group of guys sitting around a table. And so Donald Trump goes nuts. He says, my mom was an Olympian, Czech national ski team, and as a kid, we'd be excited for weeks leading up to the games. Now the ever-predictable and seemingly satanic drag queen opening ceremonies. Well, no, it's not satanic, it's Greek, number one. And number two, they fact-checked. It turns out that his mom was not an Olympian, that the Czech national ski team in 1972 did not have any women and would not allow women. So his mother couldn't have been on the team. So Don Jr. gets caught in a lie. But anyhow, the bottom line, but the right-wing sites are just hysterical. This is from The Righting, you know, R-I-G-H-T. 2020, this is from front page. The 2024 Olympics turns into a demonic pride parade. Town hall, the woke French win a gold medal for mockery. American thinker, well, Jill liked the Olympic ceremony. PJ Media, drag queen Olympics is what a Kamala presidency will look like. American greatness, Paris Olympics follows Kamala's lead and opens with Christian bashing cross-dressers. They completely misconstrued what it was. And now they got the French apologizing for the possibility of a misunderstanding.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
These people are weird. And have you noticed, by the way, that's the new word the Democrats are using to apply to Trump and Vance? And they are. They're weird. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Facing arson felony charges at a court hearing today for allegedly sending a flaming car down an embankment, igniting what's now California's largest current wildfire, Ronnie Stout from the local area, Chico. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey.
The indication is he didn't purposely light the car on fire, because he was trying to get out of being stuck.
The dude is stumping for Kamala Harris. Jeff Bridges reviving his iconic role from the 1998 movie The Big Lebowski.
A woman president, man. How exciting.
Bridges and a white dudes for Harris virtual call with fellow actors Mark Ruffalo, Mark Hamill, Bradley Whitford. He strongly supports her, but will not be Kamala Harris's running mate. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says that. Former President Trump will sit for a victim interview with the FBI in the investigation into the shooting at his recent Butler, Pennsylvania rally. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two people linked to the death of a five-year-old boy in Milwaukee last year will spend the rest of his life in prison. David Peturo was sentenced Friday. Prince McCree's battered remains were found in a dumpster last October. Eric Mendoza will also stand trial. It looks like another record-breaking year for the EAA Air Venture. Here's Lisa Hale.
Organizers say preliminary numbers look very similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000 people. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number, 861 exhibitors were on the ground. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, I guess you could say the summer box office is no longer slumping. History was made this past weekend as Deadpool and Wolverine raked in $211 million at the gate domestically and $444 million worldwide. Just think, if I had gone to see Deadpool as planned, you could have tacked on another $12. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise shattered a record for an R-rated movie opening. It's the fourth richest opening weekend for a superhero film in history and the biggest since Spider-Man No Way Home, which took in a ridiculous $260 million opening weekend with a more tame rating. Another milestone was achieved when last weekend's take pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe movies past the $30 billion mark in worldwide ticket sales, making it the top-grossing franchise in history, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Rounding out the top five were Twisters in week number two with a $36 million haul. Despicable Me 4 Inside Out 2 has shown incredible staying power, coming in fourth, and surprise hit Longlegs came in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, some pop-up storms tomorrow into tomorrow night. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, upper 80s Wednesday, storms in the late afternoon and evening. It's 71 right now.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better. Fast.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's a J.D. Vance, L.G. Griff's in life with a smile. Can't you never want to drift from the suburbs to the Senate? You climb so high. On the backs of the poor while you spread your life.
Back 35 minutes past the hour. You know, my favorite one, Sean, is the stop watching Fox News. We got to play that one more often. Anyhow, welcome back. Well, let's pick up your calls here. Mike in Lameda, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I've got to apologize to the world at large and especially to Sir James Galway for allowing myself to be confused and misidentifying him as the washed up British politician who was thrown in.
It was George Galloway you were referring to, was it not?
George Galloway, yeah. As opposed to Galloway, as opposed to Galloway, who is Sir James the Fullest and a very, very entertaining raconteur. My thought on J.D. Vance for this week is that many men are bastards through no choice of their own. J.D. Vance is a self-made man.
There you go. I get it, Mike. I get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I wanted to talk about how Project 2025 has already been enacted here in Iowa. Of course, this morning at 8 a.m., the six-week fetal heartbeat bill went into effect in Iowa.
Which is a fraud,
and,
by the way. There is no heart at 6 weeks. There's just a bunch of cells that start twitching. But anyhow, keep going.
Right. But that law went into effect this morning at 8 o'clock here in Iowa. And then, of course, Kim Reynolds, our governor, enacted the school voucher program a year ago. And, of course, that was supposed to be such a great, big, wonderful thing. And come to find out, there was more people that switched from public education to the private schooling. And there was a third party that Kim Reynolds had put in to keep the finances and everything on that voucher program. And guess what? All of it, no, they didn't tell anybody this, but they needed $70 million more dollars than anticipated.
Right, right, because private schools run for a profit and public schools run for education.
That's right. And for some reason, more kids transferred than they had predicted, which added to this or added the $70 million more, but this third-party company didn't tell anybody. And the state auditor in Iowa, which is a Democrat, had been hounding them, hey, give me a report. Well, they covered it all up.
Wow.
So there you go. We're ranked number 49th in the state for infrastructure on our bridges.
Wow.
So, yeah, 49th. You can imagine what we've already started losing OBGYNs and many of the local hospitals in the areas now won't deliver babies. You have to go 40, 50, 100 miles to have your baby in a hospital because they're going to close down. You know, they're leaving.
Right. Right.
OBGYNs are not going to put up with the fact that they may have to go to prison,
to save a woman's life.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and you can imagine all the little small communities in Iowa that have public schools and have a local small hospital. And I think that's one of the big things that we need to be talking about is what Project 2025 would do to rural hospitals across the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Medicaid and Medicare are the number one and number two things that are keeping rural hospitals alive.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've got 11 Republican-controlled states that refuse to expand Medicaid, and one of the things that's doing is it's driving those hospitals out of business. Has Medicaid been expanded across Iowa, Jeff?
She had it go to a private. It's not done through the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. It was done through a private company.
Huh. So it's like...
So,
Medicare Advantage kind of thing.
Yeah, it's some outfit, and there were a lot of complaints that they were denying payments.
Of course, they
on were. A lot of procedures.
That's how they make their money. What do you expect? Okay, Jeff, thank you for the report from Iowa. That was fascinating. I appreciate it very much. Patsy in Shelbyville, Texas. Hey, Patsy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Yes, I wanted to say that all the talk about J.D. Vance being so weird and a bad choice for Trump and everybody hates him, I think that could come back to hurt us if we keep laying it out so Trump will be compelled to get rid of him. And I know I heard yesterday that he has about 10 days to do that.
Yeah.
And that could Nikki Haley become his VP pick. That would hurt us tremendously. So I need Vance to stay on the ticket for Trump.
So quit picking on Vance? I get it, Patsy. I don't think there's any way that Trump is going to blow this thing up. They've already painted Vance's name on the side of the plane. That cost a couple $100,000. Trump is doubling down on him. You've got a bunch of the Silicon Valley tech bros who don't believe in democracy and don't think women should be able to vote, who love J.D. Vance, and they're pouring money into the Republican campaign. I think Trump knows that if he were to switch candidates right now, that it would be a disaster for him. So he's going to try and play the hand he's got.
I hope he plays the hand he's got and keep him right where he's at.
Yeah, I agree, because he's a defective candidate. Between couches and dolphins and just being weird. Yeah, Patsy, thank you very much. Christian in Bloomington, Minnesota. Hey, Christian, what's on your mind today?
I'm Indiana, actually.
Oh, Indiana. Okay, I'll fix that. Thank you.
Yeah, IU, not I'm by the airport up there.
Uh-huh. So what's up?
You were talking about the HOH thing, whatever, where you lived on the water and stuff, and that they didn't want to pay for anything, the older people. Remember a few years back in Miami, there was a condominium with like where retirees, and it collapsed. Remember that? And, I believe it was because I think somebody had, like a week before, they were doing repairs like in the underground parking garage, and they found like leaks or something, and they told them about it, but they didn't want to do anything about it.
Yeah, they hadn't been maintaining it. Another great example.
Yeah,
in fact, I wrote an op-ed at the time comparing that to Republican policies also. Thanks for the reminder. It's been, it was four or five years ago.
Yeah, and I believe that was probably DeSantis or people like that who were like not, because they're like all into like the real estate down there with all the skyscrapers and letting them do whatever. And they know like within 30 years there's going to be floods, that they're not even taking care of, that it's going to, they're going to be underwater and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, DeSantis is doing the same thing to his state that HOA did to that apartment that Republicans are doing.
Yeah, I believe it calls it like in line. And I'm sure somebody else can call it like lives down there. I've got a lot of listeners down there, and they can they'll know exactly what I'm talking about because, I'm up here in Indiana. So,
good one, Christian. Good one. Thank you very much for the call and for sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
John in Harlem, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. I a couple of things. I'll be brief because I know a lot of people want to call in. But there's a book. It's the 117th Congress, but it's the U.S. Congressional Directory of C-SPAN. Everybody ought to get this book. It has everybody in it, all the congressmen, all the Supreme Court members, White House, all the telephone calls to everybody, all the Democratic National Committee, Republican National Committee. We all should get this book. I used to have it when we used to lobby, and then it was stopped for 4 years. Interesting enough, when Trump was president, it came back. It's a little on the expensive side. I guess about $30, but everybody should get this. Everybody should know who everybody is, even the parliamentarians.
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing I want to share. And the other thing is I'm so glad that I'm still sad about President Biden giving it up, but I'm glad that he's going to fight the Supreme Court issues because we need term limits. We need to have 13 members. I think there's, if, correct me if I'm wrong, there's 13 appellate court divisions.
That's
so
correct.
13 members. Yep. Those should all be odd numbers, not more than 15, I feel, but there should be, you know, and they should have, and there should be an oversight committee that will take, if a person does not recuse themselves, then they should be up for impeachment. That's the way I feel about
it.
And we should have more information about CERT. Why is it the wealthy people have CERT, but we cannot have CERT? I can't say the whole thing. It's a Latin thing.
Certiorari or whatever it is. That. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. But the other thing is, I'm glad I was wrong. I feel I'm wrong about the fear I had about the 1968 Democratic convention in Chicago. I was 14 at the time. That disaster. I think it won't happen this time because of Kamala. But with Kamala, I was thinking about two vice presidential candidates that might be possible: Beto O'Rourke or Josh Shapiro, because they're, you know, well, Josh Shapiro is the governor. Beto O'Rourke is not elected for anything yet, but that would be good. The Shapiro thing bothers me because of the Gaza tragedy that we have going on, and that should not spill over into the election.
Yeah.
And that. And, you know, that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know, Kamala Harris has some great candidates to look at. I you know, I'm a big fan of both Josh Shapiro and Beto O'Rourke. I think that Andy Beshear has incredible potential, young guy, up and coming. You know, a Democratic governor of a red state. Roy Cooper, Tim Walz up in Minnesota. There's some, you know, and of course, well, there's just some great talent right across the board. John, thanks a lot for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special look. One, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number:
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day, every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. So go now, justthrivehealth.com. And use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off a 90-day bottle. JustThriveHealth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
When light breaks through, a fresh start anew. Another day to seize with a clear view. No need to worry about what's coming next. Just live in the now, let go of the rest. Each moment is a treasure, a gift to unfold.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Beth in Valparaiso, Indiana. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Hi there, Tom. As you know, I've listened to you for years, and I've listened to the show for over 10 years, but I'm almost ready to turn off your show up because I'm so upset about this particular issue. I am a songwriter and a musician at this point in my life, have been for a number of years now, and I think you agree with me, Tom, that you've always been a champion of everything that is natural and organic and a champion of art as a wonderful expression of humanity. Well, Tom, humans make art, not machines, and that AI music you're playing is not only crappy and cheesy and horrifying to listen to, very painful, but also... on top of it, it's putting musicians and songwriters out of business. Now, you probably have
no, it's not, actually, Beth, because when we play actual musicians, we get demonetized by YouTube. We haven't played music on this show in 6 or 7 years because, you know, we're just not allowed to if we're going to have a presence on YouTube. With this music, which we own the copyright to and which we pay for, we can do that, number one. Number two, there is a fair amount of creativity in this. Louise is participating in a major way in writing and producing this. Number three, yeah, okay, so it's computer generated. You know, so is a lot of stuff these days. So is
hang on.
Your argument is like, you know, when Mark Twain became the first writer to use a typewriter, and everybody was like, oh my God, this is the end of writing. This is a tool.
No, this is generating content, Tom. It's not a tool. It's generating content.
It is.
And the other thing is that you have hundreds of songwriters who would be happy to contribute songs to your show that you could use for free. I have songs that are political that I would contribute to your show. So would many others. And then your staff could sort through the 200 songs they get.
Yeah, if I had
50,
a staff that could do that. Beth, I'm not gonna debate this. I'm going to move on. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. No, I would never advise anybody to turn off your show. But anyways, as far as the Trumpers being weird or MAGA movement being weird, yeah, I mean, I actually think they're being a kind of generous there because they're also very dangerous. And, you know, again, people don't like it, but, you know, I can't help it. I want to just make a potential Nazi comparison with them. Look, this thing with the Supreme Court and this thing with the MAGA movement, there was a guy today saying that Trump can't get rid of J.D. Vance. And he's saying the biggest mistake would be to put J.D. Vance to the back. Now, to push him out front. That's what Trump needs to do, put J.D. Vance out front. And the reason why I think that is they think, J.D. Vance can sell this MAGA movement, which is based on really Trump, people talking to God, Tom. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what it is in short. Yeah. The Supreme Court justices, they decide what the president official and unofficial actions are. And they get that that guidance from God. They're talking to God.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's a giant cult, Dave. I completely get it. Thank you. Fred in Altamont Springs, Florida. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great speaking to you again. I figured for me that the worst dereliction of duty for homeowners associations was the Surfside condo collapse. Because the homeowners association knew back in 2018 that there was serious.
You're talking about the one down in Florida about 5 years ago?
Yeah, back in 2001.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it collapsed, but they knew in 2018 there was serious damage, and they kept putting it off because they didn't want to do what they were supposed to do, and none of them got in any trouble. And the thing is, the GOP in Tallahassee, because they have total control, they changed the rules. It used to be every 40 years on a condo, they do a structural thing on the hotels and whatever, and then they changed to 30 years. But they knew about it, and I still haven't been able to figure out who paid for that. I think it was Citizens, which is the big insurance company that owned by Florida. But anyway, that was a tragedy, and they could have avoided it. And I think the Homeowners Association had some to do with it.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of HOAs across America that are run the same way the GOP wants to run America or has run America since 1981. And it's a disaster. You're right, Fred. Fred, thank you very much for that. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be taking your calls and also representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House. We'll be taking your calls for the entire next hour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the music podcast Rock Solid, Pat Francis, and Madison stand-up comic Mike Mercury joins the show to discuss Madison Comedy Week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.